主里平安。
Lord, brothers and sisters,
很高兴在这2022年新的一年开始，第一个主日能够和弟兄姐妹一同在主面前来敬拜，来纪念我们的主。
Thank the Lord for this opportunity at the beginning of the new year to worship with brothers and sisters and to share it together.
也感谢主，借着我们弟兄的分享，让我们很快的就进入今天早晨信息的主题。
And we also thank the brother through his sharing that we can enter quickly into the topic this morning.
我们弟兄不仅借着这首宝贵的诗歌，也借着他与他妻子之间那样一个亲密亲近的一个经历来和我们分享。
We thank the Lord not only through this precious hymn, but also through our brother's sharings of his personal experience with his wife, that we can really grasp the concept of drawing near.
要早晨要和弟兄姐妹分享的题目就是亲近神。
So this morning, my burden is to share on this matter of drawing near to God.
去年主给我这一个负担，借着路德记和弟兄姐妹交通了关于神恢复的心意和工作。
Last year, the Lord gave me this burden to share with brothers and sisters through the book of Ruth, God's purpose and His work of restoration.
神的心意就是要恢复人与他亲密的关系。
God's heart and His desire is that He can restore the intimacy between Him and men.
我们看到拿尔米如何引导摩押女子路德来与波阿斯亲近。
We saw how Naomi guided the Moabite woman Ruth to draw near to Boaz.
最终二人完全的联合
until they united as one.
今天神同样的借着圣灵引导我们蒙恩的基督徒来与主基督亲近。
In the same way, Holy Spirit today guides all brothers and sisters to draw near to Christ.
来帮助我们成为那装备整齐的心腹。圣洁的心腹来与基督完全的联合。
And he's helping us and equipping us so that we can become that bride made ready for him.
能够来成就神那样一个荣耀的心意。
That we can enter into a perfect union with Christ to fulfill the perfect will of God.
我们先来读一处的经文，是在新约的雅各书。
So let us first read a scripture from the book of James.
我们要读雅各书第四章
James chapter 4
我们就读第四章的第八节
James chapter 4 verse 8
雅各书第四章第八节你们亲近神神就亲近你们有罪的人要洁净你们的手心怀恶意的人要清洁你们的心
James 4:8 Draw near to God and he will draw near to youCleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
我们先来思想一下关于亲近神这个词的意思。
So first, let us consider this phrase, draw near to God.
英文它说到是吸引而靠近。
So through English, you see it has two meanings. One is to be attracted and to come close.
所以意思我们可以这样理解就是说当我们受什么吸引我们就会来靠近什么
Meaning, if you are attracted to something, then you will naturally come close to this thing.
我们早晨在播饼，还有借着刚刚的诗歌，我们知道我们来到了新的一年的开始。
This morning, before the table, we have already prayed that we're coming to the beginning of a new year.
这是一个很好的机会，让我们来检视我们自己。
It is a great opportunity for us to examine ourselves.
对，让我们回想在过去的一年当中，我们受什么吸引最多
？That we can look back in the past year, what is the one thing that attracted us the most?
你们，我愿意我们稍微想停几秒，我们想一下，
perhaps、
回想一下在过去的一年里，
perhaps、
什么最吸引我们
？Give ourselves a few seconds to really consider what attracted us the most in the past year.
在过去的一年的时间当中，我们思想什么人事物最多呢
？What is the one thing or person, or experience that's on your mind the most？
在过去的一年当中，我们在可支配的时间里面，我们在什么方面花了最多的时间
？In the past year, out of all the time that you were able to to commit for yourself, what did you spend the most time on?
在过去的一年里，我们在生活当中的优先顺序是什么？
What was the priority in our life in the past year?
我希望我们今天每一个人在主的面前，我们都诚实的好好的回想。
And I hope every one of us can be honest before the Lord.
如果我们对于这些答案，我们对这些问题的答案不是神自己的话，那很可能在过去的一年里头，我们没有好好的爱我们的神，亲近我们的神。
Perhaps if our answer is not that God himself is the thing that attracted us the most, then perhaps we lost some opportunity to really draw near to him and to love him.
上周我们有一位弟兄分享到，在他过往一年里头，他觉得自己在属灵上面放松退后了。
Last week, I heard a sharing from a brother saying that he felt in the past year his spiritual life became relaxed and he took a step back.
我为着我们弟兄愿意这样真实的来承认自己的软弱，感谢神。
And I thank the Lord for his honesty to admit that he fell back.
我相信不仅我们的弟兄他放松退后了。
Because I trust that not only this brother himself.
我想或许在我们中间，如果我们在神面前诚实的话，包括我自己在内，我们都要承认，我们在过去的一年里，我们没有好好的爱神，我们的确在属灵上面放松退后了。
But perhaps if we were to be honest with ourselves, including myself, that we could all admit that we have lost many opportunities to really love the Lord, and we have felt backward in our spiritual life.
我们需要为着我们没有能够抓住这个机会，好好的来爱主、亲近主，在神的面前来承认并且悔改。
Truly, we need to confess and repent before the Lord because we did not take every opportunity to love Him.
因为约翰一书九一章九节告诉我们
，But First John, chapter 1:9 tells us,
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。
He says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us.
必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
That he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
弟兄姐妹，每一次、每一天、每一个时刻，我们都有这样的机会，能够在神的面前来承认我们自己的失败和软弱。
So every time, every day, every moment, we have this opportunity to come before the Lord to confess our sins and to be forgiven.
因为神的话应许我们，我们若认自己的罪。
Because His word promises us, if we confess our sins,
神必要赦免我们，
He will
他必要洗净我们，
and He will cleanse us,
叫我们能够重新恢复与他那样一个亲密的关系，
so that He can restore that intimacy, back to Him.
就像我们刚刚弟兄所分享的，他能够与他的妻子有这样一个亲密的关系。
Just as our brother shared that he can readjust his position and to be intimate with his wife again.
愿在这前面新的一年里头，我们都能够靠着主的恩典。
So we pray in this coming new year by His grace,
我们好好的抓住机会来爱我们的主，来亲近我们的主。
We can really seize every opportunity to love Him and to draw near to Him.
因为主的话说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Because He promised us, draw near to God and He will draw near to you.
当我们回想圣经一开头给我们看见，起初神造人的心意就是要人来亲近他。
And if we look back to the very beginning of the Bible, as God created man or created all things, His desire was so that man can draw near to Him.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们还存在、存活在这个世上，这是最重要的一件事情。
And as we are still living in this world, this is the most important matter.
因为这是神起初造我们的那个心意。
Because this was the original purpose why He created us at the first place.
我们看到当神造人之后，就将人安置在伊甸园中。
After He created man, He placed them in the garden.
神要在那里借着人与他亲近，能够来认识神，能够来明白神的心意。
He wanted men to draw near to Him and to come to know Him and to understand His purpose.
并且能够照着神的心意来管理、来治理神所造的万物。
And also, according to God's purpose, man can administer all the creation of God.
借此，神能够借着人来彰显他的荣耀。
And even through that, man can manifest God's glory.
而我们看到撒旦在背后所做的事情，他就是要借着破坏人与神这样一个亲密的关系来拦阻神的心意。
But we saw the work of Satan, and the opposing force was that he wanted to destroy that intimacy between man and God, and in order to destroy the work of God.
所以我们看见当蛇引诱始祖违背了神的命令吃了不该吃的果子。
So we saw when the snake tempted Adam and Eve and ate the forbidden fruit.
人的第一个反应就是躲避神的面。
The first reaction men had was that they hid from God's face.
与神疏远了。
And they alienated themselves from God.
同样今天撒旦在基督徒身上所要做的事情。
In the same way, this is the same work that Satan is doing in all of our lives.
他就是要来竭力破坏人与神的那样一个亲密的关系。
He wants to destroy that intimacy, that intimate relationship man can have with God.
撒旦借着罪恶的拦阻和世界的引诱来叫人与神疏远了。
Through hindrances by sin, or temptations from the world, Satan tries to estrange us from God.
如此撒旦好像就能够单言神的工作，叫神在人身上的心意就不能得着成就。
In such a way, perhaps he could delay the work of God, and God's purpose cannot be accomplished.
我们看到，虽然人犯罪之后与神疏远，躲避神的面。
We saw that when men first sinned, they hid themselves from the face of God.
他们不敢来亲近神。
They dare not to draw near to the Lord anymore.
但神爱人的心意并没有改变。
Yet the love of God towards men has never changed.
在伊甸园中天起的凉风，我们看到神来寻找人。
It was said in the garden in the coolness of day, God came to seek after men.
神用他温柔慈爱的声音在这里呼唤，你在哪里
？With a gentle, loving voice, God called out, "Where are you?"
这样一个简单的呼唤，说出了神对人何等的爱。
With such a simple call, it shows the love of God towards men.
今天早晨，神也在呼唤我们每一个人。
In this morning, the same way, God is calling out to every one of us.
若是在过去一年里，我们与神疏远了。
Perhaps we have been estranged from God in the past year.
早晨，神用他慈爱的声音呼唤你和我，你在哪里？
This morning, with a loving voice, he's still calling out,Where are you?
神愿意我们来亲近他。
He wants us to draw near to him.
因为神在人身上的心意不会也不能因着仇敌的工作而受到拦阻。
Because his purpose and his will towards men cannot and will not be hindered by the enemy.
因为我们的神是那位说有就有、命立就立的神。
Because he is the God who, when he speaks,It is done, and when he commands, it comes to be.
神既然拣选了你和我，
because he has already chosen you and I,
他对你我的爱是永远不会改变。
And therefore, his love for us will never change.
他愿意我们亲近他的心意也永远不会改变。
And his purpose for us to draw near to him will never change either.
圣经中有一个浪子的比喻，是我们都非常熟悉的一个圣经故事。
In the Bible, there is that parable of theprodigal son that we are all very familiar with.
在路加福音十五章里，主耶稣借着这浪子的比喻告诉了我们，亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
In Luke 15, it records this parable. Through it, we can see when we draw near to God, and He will draw near to us.
我们若记得的话，当小儿子向父亲要了家业以后，过了不久，他就往远方去了。
If you still remember the story, the younger son asked the father for his share of the inheritance, and then very soon after that, he traveled to a very distant country.
这个小儿子为什么要了父亲的家业以后，他就跑得远远的呢？
Why did he have to run far away after he got his share of the money?
圣经告诉我们，他在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
The Bible says there he spent everything.And he squandered his estate by loose living.
浪子远离父亲的原因，就是为了在远方放纵自己的肉体。
The reason the son ran far away because so that he can do whatever he wanted to away from his father.
今天同样，我们看到有一些神的儿女，或是神的儿女，有些时候不愿意来亲近神。
In the same way, today some children of God or children of God sometimes in their lives, they don't want to draw near to God.
原因很简单。
The reason always, is always very simple.
就是当就是人以为我们远离神之后我们就可以做自己想做的事我们就可以任意做自己喜欢做的事
Because as men, we thought that if we, can run far away from God, then we can do whatever we want.
因为神就管不到我们了
Because we thought then God would have no control over us.
人以为远离神神就管不到我们
We thought if we are far from God, then he would not control over us.
其实神是无所不在的神
But actually God is everywhere.
无论我们在哪里
No matter where we are.
无论我们在什么时候做什么事情神都知道
Wherever and whenever, whatever we're doing, he knows.
他也都看见。
And he sees it all.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们真认识这一点
If we truly know this,
我们就不至于在我们的日常生活当中放纵自己肉体的情欲。
Then perhaps we would not dare to indulge in our own, the lust of our flesh in our daily lives.
神虽然我们一切神都知道，神也都看见。
Even though he sees it all and he knows it all.
然而他却在他慈爱里面他在那里忍耐宽容
Yet his love bears all things And he's patient with us
神愿意我们自己情愿而愿意回到他的面前来亲近他
He desires for all of us to return to him willingly
就像这比喻中浪子的父亲一样
Just like this father in the parable
那么浪子远离父亲他的结果是怎么样呢
So what was the result of the son running away from father?
我们看见他是何等的落魄、穷困、挨饿、污秽。
He became impoverished. He was starving and he was wretched.
同样的，当今天基督徒远离了神
，In the same way, when Christians became alienated from God,
我们的个人生活、我们的家庭生活、我们的聚会生活都会受到相当的影响。
That there will be great impact in our personal life, our family life, even our gathering church life.
就会产生许多的问题和冲突。
Perhaps there will be problems and conflicts.
我们读圣经没有味道。
And our Bible reading becomes tasteless.
祷告没有信心。
Our prayers become faithless.
生活也变得不圣洁。
And our life become unholy.
夫妻之间彼此也不同心
And we will have disagreements between husband and wives
我们的儿女们也很可能不听话不顺服
And our children become disobedient
弟兄姐妹这一切都是因为人都是因为我们远离了神
A lot of this is because that we as Christians have become far away from God
人虽然远离了神但是神的慈爱却从来没有离开人。
Yet even if we run away from God, the love of God has never left us.
愿在这新的一年的第一个主日里，我们都来听神对我们说的话。
So in this first week of the new year, may we all hear the word of God.
神要对你我说，亲近我，我就必亲近你们。
To hear His calling, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you.
这是神的呼唤。
This is His calling to us.
这也是神的命令
This is also his command
而且是带着应许的命令
It is a commandment with a promise
弟兄姐妹我真的是喜欢当神给我们这样一个应许的时候
And I really rejoice because when he gives us this promise
我们心里实在得着何等的安慰
We, our hearts are comforted
我们心里是何等有确实的把握
Our heart gains this great assurance
感谢主在过去的周五在莱斯的莱斯大学校园的聚会当中
in this past Friday at the gathering on Rice Campus
我们都经历到那个神话语的真实
we all experienced the trueness of the word of God
礼拜晚上是很特别哈因为我们聚会来的人特别少
we had a very special meeting because very few people showed up
我们在福音小组里面只有一个福音朋友
we only had one gospel friend
那为什么特别呢
？But why was it special？
不光是因为人少
，Not only because there were so，
而是这唯一的一位福音朋友，他在礼拜晚上他就蒙恩信主了。
But especially because this one only one gospel friend by the grace of God accepted the Lord，
我们真的觉得很稀奇
，And we were amazed ourselves，
因为我们真的是经历了神福音的大能。
Because we really, all of us experience the power of his salvation.
当这位福音朋友他亲口在那里读罗马书第十章第九节第十节的时候
when this brother or when this gospel friend was reading with his own words, from Romans chapter 9.
因为神的话说，你若心里相信，口里承认，就必得救。
Because the word of God says, if you confess with, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you will be saved.
他因着在过去几次的聚会里面，他已经听了这全备的福音。
Because in the previous meetings, he has already heard the full gospel.
但在礼拜晚上，他因着主的话语、主的应许说，心里相信，你口里承认，就必得救。
But on Friday, he himself saw the promise of God. If he believes with his heart and confesses with his mouth, then he will be saved.
因着他心里相信。
And he believed in his heart.
他口里也承认。
And he confessed with his mouth.
他就领受了神这样一个宝贵的应许。
And he received this precious promise.
他非常喜乐地知道自己得救了。
With great joy, he knew for, with certainty that he is saved.
不是因为我们告诉他。
Not because we told him anything,
而是神的话告诉他。
But he read it in the word of God.
在雅各书这里告诉我们。
So in the same way, we see in the book of James,
我们若亲近神,
if we draw near to God,
神应许我们, 他就必亲近我们。
God's promise is that he will draw near to us.
愿我们也能够在这样一个简单的信心里面, 我们来接受神的应许。
So may we also receive this promise with a simple faith.
亲近神, 神就必亲近我们。
Draw near to God, he will draw near to us.
神不仅要我们来亲近他,
Not only he wants us to draw near to
him, 他已经为我们开了这条亲近他的一条道路。
But he has already opened up this way so that we can draw near to him.
就像刚刚弟兄分享的这个诗歌，尽管我们在新的一年里，我们心里面何等盼望能够更多的认识主，更多的能够来爱主，来为主而活。
As our brother shared earlier through the hymn, in this new year we want more, we want to draw near more, to love him more.
但是如果靠着我们自己，我们没有这个能力，我们有没有这条路能够来到神面前，我们如何能够来亲近神呢？
But by ourselves, we really confess that we lack the power, we lack the ability to draw near.
但感谢主，借着十字架的救恩，他为我们开了这一条亲近神的路。
But we thank the Lord through the salvation on the cross. He has already inaugurated this way.
叫我们这些污秽的罪人，我们能够靠着耶稣基督，我们能够来到父神面前。
That all wretched sinners like us, through the blood of Jesus Christ, can come before the Father.
就像希伯来书第十章十九节二十节所说的。
Just like Hebrews chapter 10, 19 and 20 says,
我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, and it is by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us.
感谢赞美主，因为我们的主他就是道路、真理、生命。
We praise the Lord because he is the way, the truth, and the life.
这是我们确实的把握，也是我们活泼的盼望。
And this is our assurance. This is also our living hope.
因为凡靠着他进到神面前的，他都能够拯救到底。
Because anyone who comes before him comes before God through him, he's able to save to the end.
对姐妹，我们认识这一条又新又活的路吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we know this new and living way?
为什么它是又新又活的路呢？
Why is he new and living?
因为在我们每一天生活里，
because in our daily life,
因为在每一次我们软弱失败的时候，
in every moment that we become weak,
这条路都是为我们打开的。
This way is open and and free for us.
是叫我们能够凭着信心，我们就能够坦然无惧的来到神的面前，来亲近他。
So by a simple faith, we can come before him with confidence.
弟兄姐妹，这是你我每天真实的经历吗？
Is this our true experience daily?
愿在这新的一年里头，
So in this new year,
我们能够这样子，借着耶稣，我们能够常常来亲近父神。
May we really come and draw near to the Father through Jesus Christ.
不但如此，并且在我们信主之后，神也赐下保惠师圣灵住在我们里面。
Not only this, after we believe in him, he gave us the Holy Spirit, our comforter.
他在我们里面来吸引我们，来帮助我们亲近神。
He attracts us and he helps us to draw near to God.
他在我们软弱的时候，他来加给我们力量。
When we are weak, he adds strength unto us.
在我们信心动摇的时候，圣灵来坚固我们的信心。
When our faith wavers, he strengthens our faith.
圣灵也在我们不知道如何祷告的时候，他来教导我们，来为我们祷告。
Even when we don't know how to pray, He teaches us and guides us in prayer.
圣灵也在我们里面天天的来启示主耶稣基督，来叫我们能够更多的认识他。
Daily, the work of the Spirit is to reveal Christ in our hearts so that we can know Him more.
而我们只要愿意
，and for us, as long as we're willing,
我们愿意在神的面前承认我们的软弱。
We just all we need to do is to be willing to confess our weakness before God.
我们愿意来接受圣灵的帮助
，and we will be willing to accept the help from the Spirit.
我们就能够在各样的境况里，我们都能够来到神面前来亲近神。
Then in any condition, we can draw near before the Lord.
这就好像一艘船在大海上。
It is just like a sailboat on the ocean.
他自己可能没有足够的能力。
Perhaps by itself, it has no power.
能够航行到他所要去的地方。
It could not reach its destination.
但是当风吹起来的时候
，But if the wind is behind its back.
这艘船只要愿意把它的帆扬起来
，All this boat needed to do is to raise up its sail.
我们看见它就能够迅速的在海上航行
，Then it can sail through the water.
并且能够顺利的抵达目的地
，And it can reach its destination.
同样，今天圣灵在我们软弱的上面，他也是这样子来帮助我们。
So in the same way, in our weakness, the Holy Spirit helps us.
当我们借着简单的信心来倚靠他的时候
，Only by a simple faith we draw near and rely on Him.
圣灵不仅能够成为我们与主亲近的那个力量
，The Holy Spirit becomes our strength as we draw near to God.
他也能够带领我们进到神荣耀的心意里。
He can also guide us and help us to enter into that glorious purpose of God.
早晨，神借着雅各书的经文来呼唤你和我。
And so this morning, through this word in the book of James, He calls out unto you and I.
他呼唤我们亲近他。
To call us to draw near to Him.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
早晨，主也在一次提醒我们，借着饼杯提醒我们，他为我们已经开了这条路，叫我们能够来亲近他。
This morning, even before the table, He reminded us again and again that He has already inaugurated this way.
你愿意吗
？Are we willing?
今天神也借着他的话来向我们保证。我们若亲近他，他就必亲近我们。
And he also promised, if we draw near, he will also draw near to us.
你相信神话的应许吗
？Do you believe this promise?
今天住在你我里面的圣灵，他也正等候着要向我们施恩，来引导我们，帮助我们来亲近神。
The Holy Spirit that's indwelling in us, He has been waiting to show grace to us and to guide us into this relationship with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们要继续的抗拒吗？
啊 ，Will we resist Him more and more?
或许在过去的一年里，我们轻忽了，我们抗拒了圣灵在我们里面的感动。
And perhaps we have been ignorant of the moving of the Spirit.
但今天早晨，圣灵在我们里面再一次用神的爱来呼唤我们，亲近神。
But this morning, by the love of God, the Spirit continues to call out to us, draw near to God.
愿我们因着主的爱激励，愿我们不要再抗拒圣灵的感动。
So by the love of God, may we no longer resist the moving of the Spirit.
愿我们能够在2022年里，我们都起来，好好的来亲近神。
So in this new year 2022, we can all rise up and to draw near and to love God.
那我们如何亲近神呢
？So how do we draw near to Him?
愿意从两个方面来和弟兄姐妹交通。我们如何能够在实际在平常的生活当中来操练亲近神
？So I just want to share from two aspects how to draw near practically, in our daily lives.
第一个方面是从我们个人的灵修生活。
First of all, is from our own personal spiritual life.
就借着我们个人灵修生活来亲近神。
Through our spiritual exercise, we can draw near to God ourselves.
另一个方面。也与这第一个方面相关，就是当我们这样亲近神之后，我们如何能够来帮助弟兄姐妹，如何能够与弟兄姐妹一同的来亲近神。
And secondly, which is related to the first, is after that we have drawn near ourselves, how do we walk with brothers and sisters to draw near to God together?
借着我们每天个人灵修生活亲近神，这是最基本也是最重要的一个方面。
Our own personal spiritual exercise is the most basic and most important.
这也是我们都比较熟悉，但盼望在这新的一年里，我们靠主的恩典，我们好好的能够来操练。
And we trust we all know this and are familiar with this already, but we pray that in the new year, by God's grace, we can exercise it in reality.
首先，我们借着读经，借着默想神的话语，我们可以每天来亲近神。
First of all, through reading and to meditate on the Word of God, then we can draw near to Him.
我们知道，我们固定参加我们各样的聚会都是非常能够帮助我们亲近神的。
We know it is very good and it is helpful if we come to the gathering to different meetings and Bible studies regularly.
对，不论是周三祷告会、周五晚上的查经，还有主日的聚会，都能够帮助我们亲近神。
Whether it is a Wednesday prayer meeting or Friday Bible study or Sunday morning, it all helps us to draw near to God.
对，但这些参加这些聚会却不能替代了我们个人在灵修生活中亲近神的这个时间。
But attending all these gatherings can never replace your own personal time before the Lord.
因为我们在每天生活当中，我们读了神的话语，我们默想神的话语，这就能够叫我们在每天生活里面，我们真实的能够来亲近神。
If we can read the Word of God and meditate on His Word daily, then we can experience Him and draw near to Him daily.
我们借着圣经的话语，让我们能够来默想，我们能够来认识神是如何的一位。
Through reading and meditating on the Word of God, we will come to know who God is and how and what His characters are.
并且神和我们的关系。
And we can understand our relationship with
Him. 弟兄姐妹们，我们好好读过圣经的话，我们看到整本圣经充满了神他启示他自己以及他启示他和我们的那样一个亲密的关系。
If you read through the Bible carefully, then you will see the whole Bible reveals who God is and reveals our relationship with Him.
所以圣经是我们最好也是最直接能够来亲近神的一个途径。
So the Bible, reading the Bible is the best, most direct way where we can draw near to God.
这对于我们亲近神是非常重要的一件事情。
It is so utterly crucial as we draw near to Him.
所以我们每一天都应该分别出一段时间来好好的借着读主的话语来亲近他。
So we ought to all consecrate a time of day each day to draw near to Him through His Word.
当然这最好的读主话的时间当然是清早。
Of course, we often say morning is the best time to draw near to God.
因为清早是我们心思里面比较单纯也比较清醒的时候。
Because morning is perhaps the time our mind is most pure and most simple.
而且当我们一早能够来借着读主话亲近神之后，我们看到在那一天当中，我们能够在各样的生活环境里面能够来经历神的话语。
And also, if we are able to give the morning time to God, then throughout the day, you can experience the word that you read.
那我们能够在那一天借着主话语而得着了启示和经历，我们能够把它记录下来。
That we can also record and write down the experiences and the revelation that you received through the word of God.
我必须承认，这不是一个每一个人都已经有的一个习惯。
I do admit that this is not a habit that everyone has.
但我觉得这个习惯是非常值得来培养的。
But I do think that this is a worthy habit to cultivate.
在初中服事的老师们就常常会提醒初中生们，他们要能够有这个习惯，能够来记录他们在生活当中读经的心得还有生活中的经历。
And I know the middle school teachers often remind the middle school students to cultivate this habit to write down and to keep a diary of your experience with the Lord.
所以如果你们家有初中生，你回去问他们说你有没有写 journal， 他们一定知道是什么一回事。
And so if you have a middle school child at your home, then you can go back and ask them, are you keeping a journal before the Lord? Then they know exactly what you're talking about.
当我们每天能够把这样读经的心得和经历能够记录下来的时候，当我们来到聚会当中，就能够和弟兄姐妹一同的分享。
And when we write down and journal what we have gained from the Word of God and what we have experienced, then we can come to the meeting hall and to the gatherings and fellowship that with brothers and sisters.
除了我们借着读主的话语来亲近主，我们也借着我们在生活，在祷告的生活里面也能够常常来亲近主。
And besides the Bible reading, we also draw near to the Lord through our prayers.
当然除了饭前的祷告，我们能够分别出一段祷告的时间来亲近主，这是非常重要的。
And it is important important that we separate the time of personal prayer before the Lord besides saying grace before every meal.
我想问大家一个问题哈，就是如果弟兄姐妹们都有这个饭前祷告的这个习惯。
And perhaps most of us have the habit of praying before every meal.
你们会不会发现啊，包括你自己或是家人哈，在饭前祷告的时候，你会发现大家好像常常都是重复讲一样的话。
And if you perhaps I'll ask you and you think the same way, when we say grace before a meal, our prayers are very repetitive.
那有没有不是说你们，包括我自己在内，我有时候也会觉得，为什么每次吃饭祷告好像都差不多
？And this is not an accusation for anyone, include myself included. I when I pray before every meal, sometimes I think, why am I saying the same thing again?
对姐妹，这和我们亲近神是非常有关系的。
And I think this has something to do with our drawing near to God.
如果我们每一天我们亲近神，我们对神都有一个新的一个认识，对神有一个新的一个经历。
If we indeed draw near to God daily, and every day we have a new experience before Him and to know Him more,
你发现我们吃饭祷告就不会那么单调。
Then even our saying the grace before every meal would not be so repetitive.
因为我们会越来越发现我们的神是何等奇妙伟大的一位。
Because more and more you will understand and know what a wonderful and merciful God He is.
所以我们今天能够借着我们灵修生活当中借着祷告来亲近神，在神面前倾心吐意。
So in our own spiritual exercise, in our personal prayer time, we can pour out our hearts before God.
但我们可能也面临，我们也会发现身上的自己身上一个问题，就是我虽然有祷告，但是呢，我不觉得我与神的关系是越来越亲近。
And when you do exercise this, perhaps you notice one thing, that even when we pray, we don't feel that we have drawn closer to God.
问题在哪里呢？
What would the problem be?
我们可能需要省察，当我们在祷告的时候，我们是真心的、发自内心的来向神倾心吐意呢，还是我们是用重复的话在那里向空气讲话？
And maybe we need to examine ourselves. Are we truly praying from an honest heart before the Lord, or are we just repeating some words of prayer?
另外还有，当我们在祷告的时候，我们是不是凭着信心来向神祷告
？And also, when we pray, are we praying out of faith to Him?
我们是否对神有一个坚定不移的依赖
？Do we have a doubtless, a true trusting and a reliance before the Lord?
雅各书第一章告诉我们说，只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。
And James 1 tells us, but he must ask in faith without any doubting.
他说那疑惑的人哈，不要想从主那里得着什么。
He says the one who doubts, ought not to expect anything that he will receive from the Lord.
所以我们看见祷告，就是祷告亲近神，其实它有很多的原则，但是这两个原则是很简单的。
We know there are many principles in prayers, but these two are very simple.
一个就是凭着信心求
，One is to pray in faith.
一个就是真心的来向神祈求
，The other one is in all honesty from your heart.
弟兄姐妹，其实我们还没有开口，神都知道。
Brothers and sisters, before we even open our lips to pray, He already knows our heart.
所以我们在神面前祷告，其实说实在，不需要有太多的这个。客气的话。
So as we pray before the Lord, we really don't need a whole lot of formality.
或是说，不是发自我们内心的话。
We don't need all these courteous words that's not from your heart.
特别在我们个人灵修亲近神的时候，我们实在是能够在神的面前，把我们内心真实的想法、感觉。能够倾吐在神的面前。
When you enter into prayer before the Lord, you just need to pour out your heart, your true thoughts, your desire before the Lord.
甚至我们内心的疑惑、怀疑、沮丧，我们也都能够在神的面前真实的来向神倾吐。
Even the doubts in your heart, even the upsets in your mind, you can pour them out before Him.
即使我们不会祷告。
Even if you don't know how to pray,
即使我们软弱到个地步，我们不知道怎么祷告。
Even if we have become weak to the point that we wouldn't know how to pray at all,
我们也可以向神说。
We can still tell him,
就像门徒在当年 来请求主耶稣教他们祷告一样。
Just like the disciples came before the Lord Jesus says, teach us to pray.
弟兄姐妹，今天在我们里面的圣灵，他也随时要帮助我们。
And the Holy Spirit within us wants to help us and guide us, moment by moment.
叫我们能够在神的面前，发自内心的、真实的来向他倾心吐意。
So that we can truly come before the Lord from the honesty of our heart to pour out our hearts and mind before Him.
弟兄姐妹，只要是出于信心的祷告，出于我们真心的祷告，神都必垂听。
Any prayer that comes from faith.That comes out of an honest heart, he will listen and he will answer.
愿在这新的一年里，我们能够借着祷告，这样来亲近神。
So in this new year, may we all draw near before the Lord in our prayers.
我们能够真实的来经历神他是如何一位垂听祷告的神。
That we can really experience that what a God we have who listens to our prayers.
然后我们看见，我们就能够借着赞美来亲近神。
And then after that, you will realize that you can draw near to Him in praises.
我们天天都能够赞美神。
Now you can praise Him daily.
甚至作诗人告诉我们，一天七次赞美神。
The psalmist tells us that seven times a day I praise you.
对你们，这不是一个律法的定规，说我们每天都要照着七次这样来赞美神。
This is not a command by law saying you must pray.And praise him seven times a day.
诗人的意思是说，他在神面前实在有太多太多要赞美的。
The psalmist is telling us there's so much in his life that he wants to praise the Lord for.
弟兄姐妹，每天早上我们起来的时候，我们发现自己还有生命气息。
Even every morning as you wake up, realizing that we still have a breath.
我们能做什么呢？
What can we do?
我们能够来赞美神。
We can use that breath to praise the Lord.
如果我们真实是与神那么亲近的话
，If our hearts are so drawn to Him，
弟兄姐妹，我们在做梦的时候，我们都能够赞美神。
That even in our dreams, sometimes we are praising Him。
所以，我们实在是感谢主，我们的主他自己就是那样一位天天赞美神、时刻赞美神的最好的榜样。
And we thank the Lord that He actually was our best example of praising the Lord。
他无论在早晨，无论在夜晚，无论在旷野，无论到山上，他都借着赞美神，常常来亲近神。
Our Lord Jesus, whether it is at night or early in the morning, whether it is in the wilderness or up in the mountain, he's always praising God.
即使是在被人误会、被人藐视、被人弃绝的时候，他仍然能够在那里借着赞美神来亲近父神。
Even when he was misunderstood, when he was despised by men, when he was rejected by men, he was still able to praise the Lord.
主耶稣有一次到了一个地方，他在那里行了许多异能，在那里传讲天国的福音。
There was one time he went to a place where he was sharing the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, and he performed many miracles.
可是那里的人仍然不相信他，在那里弃绝他。
But the people there still did not believe in him and rejected him.
弟兄姐妹，换作你我的话，我们还能够赞美神吗
？And if it were you and I, would we still be praising God?
但主在那里却在那里感谢赞美神说父啊天地的主我感谢你
But it was recorded Jesus praised the Lord at that time saying I praise you Father
因为你将这些事就像聪明通达人隐藏起来像婴孩就显出来
He says I praise you Lord of heaven and earth that you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and you have revealed them to infants
我们主在那样的一个环境里面他在那里说他在那里赞美神说父啊是的你的美意本是如此。
Even in that environment, he says, "Yes, praise you, Father, for this way was well pleasing in your sight."
同姐妹，借着赞美来亲近神，实在是我们基督徒那个得胜生活的秘诀。
And this is a secret to our overcoming life as a Christian.
还能够叫我们不论是健康或疾病
，that whether in health or in sickness,
就业或是失业
，whether in if you have a job or in joblessness,
贫顺或是困苦
，whether in good times or trouble，
被人接受或是被人拒绝
，whether you're accepted by men or rejected by men，
无论在什么样的环境里
，in any circumstance，
我们都能够因着相信神有他的美意
，if we truly believe that all these things are well pleasing in God's sight，
并叫我们能够在凡事上，在各样的环境中都能够来赞美神
，then in all these circumstances we can come before the Father and praise Him。
当我们借着我们个人灵修生活这样亲近神的时候
，As we learn to draw near to God in our personal life，
我们被神来 吸引来建立之后，我们也就能够借着分享我们的读经心得，我们在生活中的经历，能够来帮助弟兄姐妹们一同的来亲近神。
As we ourselves are so attracted by God and built up by the Lord, then we can share our experiences and encourage brothers and sisters.
对，不仅是聚会中的弟兄姐妹，我们也同样的能够来帮助我们自己的孩子们能够来亲近神。
Not only brothers and sisters when we come to the gathering, but especially our own children at home.
我们知道我们中间有不少弟兄姐妹们都有参加一些读经群。
We know many brothers and sisters here are in different Bible reading groups.
都借着在读经群分享读经的心得，大家一同的能够来亲近主。
And through these social media groups, people are sharing what they have learned as they read the Bible, as they fellowship online.
我想有的弟兄姐妹可能参加这个好多这个各种各式各样的这个群哈。
Perhaps many brothers and sisters even are in several different groups.
我姐妹和我分享到，她所参加的一个读经群是和一些弟兄姐妹们和一些姐妹们他们一起读主的话语。
My wife told me that she is in a group where she is in a group with several sisters who are reading the Bible together.
对这些姐妹们，她们照着读经进度每天。读神的话，然后呢，分享读经的心得和在生活中经历主话语的经历。
And these sisters, they have a Bible reading schedule, and then daily they have a rotation of sharing what they have learned and what they have experienced in their lives.
我姐妹告诉我，对她个人，她从这个读经群，她非常得着帮助。
So our wife told me that she was very encouraged and she was helped greatly by this group.
虽然其中也有些姐妹哈，她们是从来没有分享过的。
And she said there are some sisters in the group that has never shared anything.
就是所谓的那个水军呢、啊、
潜
水艇。
They were like the term is submarines.
因为他们从来不发言的。
Because they don't ever post anything.
可是呢，这些姐妹们，她们却每天都在那里来看。其他姐妹们所分享的读经心得和生活经历。
Yet they're still in the group. They're reading all the sharings that have been posted.
有位姐妹私下就表示，当她在遭遇艰难困苦的时候
，And there was one sister that shared with us privately that when she was going through hard time,
神如何借着其他姐妹们她们所分享的读经心得，或者她们在生活中经历主的那些见证。激励了他，也帮助了他。
And she said through reading the sharings and some of the testimonies of other sisters, she was really helped and encouraged.
让他不至于完全的绝望。
That she would not be in despair herself.
让他仍然还能够有力量，继续的能够来亲近神，来依靠神。
And through that, she gained hope and strength.As she can continue to press on and draw near to the Lord.
感谢主，这实在是圣灵的工作。
So we thank the Lord. This is really the work of the Spirit.
在这样一个严峻的疫情当中，弟兄姐妹们还能够常常的透过各种的方式一起来亲近神，实在是感恩。
Even in such a difficult pandemic time, in through different methods, brothers and sisters can still fellowship together and draw near to the Lord together.
盼望在这新的一年里面，我们有更多弟兄姐妹们。大家能够借着彼此更多的关怀联络，我们一同的来彼此劝勉，一同来亲近神。
And we really hope in the new year, more brothers and sisters can join together and to walk with each other to draw near to the Lord.
我们要再回到早先提到那浪子的比喻，我们一同来学习那父母亲如何能够借着自己亲近神呢，能够来帮助我们的孩子们也来亲近神。
And let us return to that.A prodigal son story to see how parents can help and walk with their children to draw near to the Lord.
我相信这很可能是我们中间有许多的父母亲非常关切的一个话题。
And I trust this perhaps is a topic that many parents really care about.
因为或许在很多的家庭里面，我们都有浪子。
Perhaps in some families, we all feel that we have a prodigal son ourselves.
我们看到当浪子。离开父亲到远方去之后
，We saw these the prodigal son in the story as he left the father and went to a distant country.
那父亲天天都盼望着，不知道他的小儿子什么时候能够再回到他的身边，回到他的家里。
We trust that the father had a longing daily. He wanted his son to return home.
这说到了一个在爱里恒切祷告的一个操练。
And we see that there is a lesson here that we will be constantly in prayer because of love.
是一个不灰心的祷告
，It is
一个恒切的祷告。
It is a prayer that will not give up. It is a constant prayer.
所以我们看到，当浪子决定要回到父亲家中的时候
，So we see when this prodigal son decided to return to his father's house.
这父亲远远就望见了。
The father saw him from far away.
我们看到不是浪子跑向父亲，而是这位老父亲他来跑向。这位浪子
And it wasn't the son that ran back to the father, but rather it was this elderly father that ran toward his son.
我们可以可想而知，在这父亲的心里面，在他的爱这个浪子的心里面，他为他祷告了多久
？And you can really empathize of how long this father had been praying for his son.
因为他爱他的儿子。他天天盼望他的儿子这位浪子能够早日的回到他的身边
Because the father loves his son and daily he's longing and waiting for his son to return to him
弟兄姐妹今天我们为着那些在神家中长大的孩子们如今成为浪子了如今他们离开了神的家离开了神自己我们有没有这样子一颗为父的心为他们恒切的祷告呢
So perhaps we have some children who grew up in the house of God, and yet now they have gone far away. They have gone even away from God Himself. As parents, do we have a father's heart to pray continually for our children?
弟兄姐妹，虽然很可能我们为他们祷告很久，可是也没有看到他们有什么改变，或是看到他们回到神的面前。
And perhaps we have been praying for people for a long time, yet we have not seen any result.
但弟兄姐妹，如果我们能够在爱里面恒切为他们祷告的话，为他们代祷的话
，But brothers and sisters, if we can truly intercede for one another in love,
弟兄姐妹，我们就被一直保守在神的面前。
Then in that through that prayer and that intercession, we ourselves are kept before the Lord.
我听到过的见证，有父母亲的为着他们的浪子祷告了三十多年。
I have heard testimonies where parents had been praying for their children for over 30 years.
他们没有放弃。
They had never given up.
因为他们在信心里面相信，神能够做人所做不到的事情。
Because they had believed in the Lord by faith that God can do what is impossible with men.
他们知道他们所信的主是那位长久在父神面前为我们祈求的主。
He believes the Lord that they believe in is God, is the Lord who intercedes before the Father.
所以我们何等需要在这样，在这个。为浪子代祷的事情上面，我们能够来与主同工。
So how we need to be a co-worker with the Lord in this matter of intercession.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们有这样的一个心愿
，and if we have that desire，
我们一同的在主面前为这件事情来祷告。
We can come together and pray before the Lord for this matter.
求主在我们中间兴起弟兄姐妹们
，and that the Lord can raise up brothers and sisters，
让我们能够恒切的为着神家中的浪子。我们能够一直的祷告
，that we can be constant intercessors in the house of God.
如果需要的话，一直祷告到主回来。
And even if we need it, we will pray all the way until He returns.
盼望每一个曾经借着主来到神面前的人，都能够被主拯救到底。
And we believe and we pray that everyone who had come before the Lord at any moment of time, that the Lord is able to save to the uttermost.
我们看到那个浪子的父亲，不仅他远远望见，他就来迎欢迎这个浪子回到他身边。
And we saw this father as he saw his son from far away, he ran to him.
我们看到他就连连的抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
The Bible says he fell on his neck and covered him with kisses.
就是说到在爱里面的关怀和那个敞开的交通。
And he talked about this open fellowship, the care in love.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要学习这个功课
？And how we need to learn this lesson？
我们很多时候，我们都是爱我们的孩子。
So often, yes, we do love our children.
但很多时候，我们对孩子表达那个爱的方式是不是很好的
？But the expression of our love for our children sometimes is not the best.
比方说，我们很关心孩子他们属灵的情形。
For example, if we really care about their spiritual life,
那我们怎么表达我们的爱呢
？What would our expression be?
我们每一次碰到孩子的时候，我们就要问他们问题。
And we always ask them whenever we see them.
你有没有好好读经啊
？Have you read your Bible?
你有没有好好祷告啊
？Have you prayed today?
如果他们在外面求学或读工作，我们就问说：“你们有没有好好聚会啊？”
And if they are in a different city, then you ask, "Are you going to church regularly?"
我说：“好不容易今天已经在外地的孩子们在这个假期当中回到我们中间。
And perhaps your children who is in a different location return home during the holidays.
那我们是不是没有别的话，我们就只会问他说，我们只会告诉他说，要好好爱主。
Do we have only one word for him, for them, saying that, oh, just love the Lord, love the Lord.
不要爱世界。
Don't love the world.
要好好爱主。
Love the Lord.
不要爱世界。
Don't love the
要好好爱主。
Don't love the, love 姐妹, the Lord.
这是父母亲的爱。
And yes, this is from the love of the Father.
可这是我们唯一表达的方式嘛。
But is this the only expression that we can have for the love?
在这里我们看到这位浪子的父亲。
And we see the father of this prodigal son.
他抱着浪子的景象。
He fell upon
his
neck, covered him with kisses.
他在那里，在爱的里面来接纳他。
He accepted his son in love.
无论这个浪子身上有多脏。
No matter how filthy this his son might be.
无论这个浪子身上有多臭。
No matter how smelly he might be.
他连连与他亲嘴。
He covered him with kisses.
他和他有那样一个完全敞开的交通。
He had perfectly open fellowship with his son.
我不久前我看到听到一个见证
，and not very long ago I heard a testimony.
就是有一个基督徒父亲啊，他是一个教授，他就请他女儿吃麦当劳。
That there was a father who was a professor. He treated his daughter to McDonald's.
我觉得他们这个见证非常能够来说明这爱里的关怀和敞开交通这件事情。
And I felt that this testimony really. Showed me how to have open fellowship.
我们可能想吃麦当劳，请儿女吃麦当劳，这有什么大？
Perhaps,
这有什么难的？我每个礼拜都可以请我们的儿女吃麦当劳。
Perhaps you think, what's the big deal of going to McDonald's? We can do that every week.
可这一次呢？他们这一次的经历是非常特别的。
But this time, his testimony was very special.
因为这父亲说哈，他从小啊，他就从来不过问他。女儿学习的成绩
Because his father told me that he had never ever cared for the grades of his daughter.
这个很特别吧
Isn't that kind of special?
特别我们在北美、华人父母亲
Especially、
我想我们可能做不到这一点
Asian parents, perhaps none of us would be like that.
那难道这个父亲不关心他女儿学习吗
Does he not really care for the grades of his daughter?
他非常的关心
He actually does care.
他怎么表达呢
But what was his expression of love?
不是借着每一次问他说你考试考了几分你成绩怎么样
It was not about nagging his children of how was your grade, what was your exam.
他还是非常注意他女儿那个学习的态度
But he cared most for the attitude of his daughter's study.
所以他非常细心安静的在观察他女儿在家里那个学习读书的态度
And he's very careful to observe the attitude of her study.
他知道他女儿只要学习态度是对的哈，他就不担心他的成绩会是不好的
Because he knew as long as she had a good attitude towards her studies and homework, then he doesn't have anything to worry about.
就果真他这个女儿成绩都很好，都是班上那个名列前茅，数一数二。
And it turned out to be true that his daughter had always had good grades at school.
有一次这个女儿呢回到家里就叫爸爸说爸爸我有话跟你说。
And so one time the daughter returned home saying, Dad, I have something to tell you.
然后叫爸爸先坐下来。
I say, you better sit down first.
这爸爸就很紧张了肯定是有什么大事哈。
And so her father was very nervous, perhaps something big came up.
然后女儿在读初中的女儿就告诉他说爸爸我最近的一个考试啊考了全班倒数第二名。
And the daughter was in middle school. Middle school, and then she said that I had the recent exam I took, I was the second to last.
这父亲啊，停了几秒钟。
And so the dad paused for a couple seconds.
突然间他就很用力拍了个这个桌子。
And he suddenly smashed the table very hard.
他不是要骂他。
Not to rebuke her.
他跟他女儿说。好，爸爸今天请你吃麦当劳。
And so he said, "Great, today I'm going to take you to McDonald's."
因为他女儿最爱吃麦当劳。
Because that was her favorite food.
哇，爸爸这个反应就让女儿心里面非常的战惊恐惧。
So his reaction actually caused great anxiety and fear in the daughter.
那爸爸真的是要带她去吃麦当劳，所以他们就出去麦当劳。
And so they actually went to McDonald's.
那当他们点好东西坐下来吃的时候
And when they ordered the food and came, sit down to eat,
他女儿就问他爸爸说爸爸我可不可以问你一个问题
So the daughter said, Dad, can I ask you something?
我从前考第一名第二名啊你都没有请我吃麦当劳
He said, She said, you never treated me to McDonald's when I was getting first or second.
为什么今天我考了全班倒数第二名你反而请我吃麦当劳
But now I am second to last, how come you're treating me to McDonald's?
他父亲告诉他
And the father said,
不是因为你考班上倒数第二名所以我请你吃麦当劳
I'm not treating you because you messed up on your exam
那是因为你考班上第二名你竟然敢跟我说
But that,
你竟然愿意跟我说
But that you are willing to tell me of your bad grade
所以我请你吃麦当劳
Therefore I'm so happy that I want to treat you to McDonald's
这姐妹虽然这是一件很小的事情
And this is indeed a very small thing
但是这就为了他们父女之间那个敞开的交通奠定了一个非常重要的一个基础
But it established a very good foundation of an open fellowship between the father and the daughter
所以父亲告诉我们
So this father told us
从那之后
And after that
一直到他女儿大学毕业
All the way till she graduated from college
他已经成人了
Even until now that she's already fully grown
他仍然与他父亲无话不说
She continues to have a very open relationship with her father
弟兄姐妹我们会不会很羡慕呢
And do we not all envy such a relationship
我们是不是很盼望我们的儿女们即使到他们成年之后仍然能够跟我们有这样一个敞开的交通
Do we not hope for all of our children to have open fellowship with us even after they're grown up
所以当孩子慢慢长大之后弟兄姐妹我们要好好的来调整我们和对他们的态度还有和他们说话的一个方式
So as our children are growing up we need to constantly adjust our attitude and our way of fellow talking to them
我们才能够帮助他们也能够在神面前能够有这样一个敞开的心
So that we can help them and we can also help them to have an open communication open relationship with the Lord
并且愿意跟我们父母亲跟其他弟兄姐妹们都能够愿意这样的有敞开的交通
so that our as parents can also have this open fellowship with their children
我们看到当浪子回家之后的父亲也为他宰了那只肥牛犊
and then we see when the prodigal son returned home his father asked the servant to kill the fatted calf
就说到我们在我们的家里面我们常常都需要一同来分享基督的那个丰富
so here we see that we all always need to share the richness, the fullness of Christ at home.
因为我们的主实在是太丰富了。
Because he is so rich.
他就是那只肥牛犊。
He is that fatted calf.
我们一个人都吃不完了。
That we cannot finish him, we cannot enjoy him by ourselves.
我们何等需要和我们的家人和弟兄姐妹一同的来分享。
And we need to share that richness with our family.
我们家五个孩子现在都长大了。
I have five children. They are all grown up.
都是成人子女了。
They are all adults now.
我们全家要能够这个实体聚在一起的机会是非常非常少。
And it become very rare for all of us to gather together.
但很感谢神，我们也能够通过这个视频，我们争取每一周都能够一同的一起有一些的交通，一些的分享和带导。
But we thank the Lord through FaceTime or Zoom, we can. Weekly we come together to share and fellowship together.
虽然我的孩子们他们和主的关系也都是和他们属灵情形都是很不一样。
Even though for all of our children, their relationship with the Lord, their spiritual condition are very different.
但我很珍惜在这样一个家庭团聚交通的当中，我们都能够比较愿意敞开来，不管是分享自己的软弱失败，或是分享我们在生活当中经历主恩典的一些事情。
But I really treasure these opportunities to have a family gathering. Sometimes they share about their weakness, their struggles, and we share with our different experiences.
当我听到我自己的成人子女们分享到他们在成长过程当中在信仰上的挣扎和他们自己和主的关系的一些问题的时候，我心里面深深的被提醒。
And as I hear some of the struggles my children have, they're all adults now, and of their doubts and their problems in their life.
被提醒到，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
I myself am reminded, that unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord watches the city, with the city wall, then the watchers stay awake in vain.
这也是我们昨天早晨在堂城晨更弟兄姐妹们所读的诗篇一百二十七篇。
And that was from the Psalm 127 that we read in our morning watch yesterday.
弟兄姐妹，我们的神他是那位主要的建造者，他也是那位主要的看守者。
Our Lord, He Himself is the builder and the watchman.
然而神愿意。愿意我们与他一同来建造。
Yet he desires for all of us to enter in to build the house with him.
神愿意我们与他一同来警醒看守。
And he wants us to be a co-worker in this to become a watchman with him.
所以你们在这新的一年里，我们需要来亲近神。
So in this new year, we all need to draw near to him.
我们也需要关心我们的下一代。他们亲近神的这件事。
We also need to care for our next generation that they will also draw near to God.
我们亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
If we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us.
我们就能够在神的同在里面来面对一切的艰难和挑战。
That we can face all difficulties and challenges in the presence of God.
愿早晨在这新的一年的开始，我们能够被主的话语来提醒。
So this morning at the beginning of the year, may we all be reminded by the Word of God.
因为神呼召我们。命令我们，应许我们。
Because he has called us, he has commanded us, he has promised.
亲近我，我就必亲近你们。
He promised, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you.
愿我们都答应神的呼召。
May we all respond to such a calling.
愿我们都相信神的应许。
May we trust and believe in his promise.
在这新的一年里，我们一同的尽心竭力。来亲近神。
In this new year, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, we would draw near to Him.
那我们一起再有点祷告。
So let us have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你慈爱的呼召，感谢你信实的应许。
Lord, we thank you for your calling of love and your faithful promise.
主，愿早晨圣灵向我们说的话，我们都能够听见。
May the word of the Spirit let everyone hear.
我们都能够有所回应。
That we can all respond.
在这新的一年里，我们愿意靠着你的恩典。
That in this new year, it is only by your grace.
我们一同来亲近你。
That we can all come to draw near to you.
主，愿你也亲自的来亲近我们。
May you yourself draw near to us.
让你荣耀心意早日成就在我们身上。
That your glorious purpose can be accomplished in our midst.
愿颂赞荣耀归给你。
All praises and glory be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.